We're about to start Kuf Ayin Tes, the first Sif. Aleph, Gomar Sudaso V'Notol Yodav Mayim Achronim. Someone finished his meal and actually washed Mayim Achronim. Eino Yochal Lecho V'Lo Lishtel Sach Yivarech Pirkas Hamazon. You're not allowed to eat anything. First bench, and then you can decide what to eat. V'im Omar Havlo Nunavarech. What happens if he says, you know, let's bench? So that had the Hesach Hadas. That's a Hesach Hadas. V'Osu Lo Lishtos Ilim Kein Yivarech Olav Tfila. And the halacha would be that he couldn't drink unless he makes a bracha rishona first. That means in a case where he said havlan unavarech, that is a hefsik. Now, look at the difference between the two. In havlan unavarech, you're not allowed to drink without making a bracha, but you're allowed to drink. Whereas, when he washed mayim achronim, not only would he need a new bracha, he's not supposed to make it, and he's not supposed to eat until after benching. So that's very clear then, that the Mechaber Shita is that we differentiate between Mayim Achronim and Havlan Unavarech, that Mayim Achronim, you shouldn't be talking or eating afterwards, just bench. Whereas if you say Havlan Unavarech, the halachi is that you just have to make a new bracha rishona, but you would not have to bench immediately. Now, a person should not be mafsig bedibur after Mayim Achronim, that for sure. And what if he did speak? The Mishnah Berurah paskins that he should wash a second time Mayim Achronim. It's Machlokas Achronim, that's the way he paskins. Now, going further, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings a Machlokas, if you washed Mayim Achronim, whether or not you can continue eating with a new bracha, he brings a big Machlokas Aposkin, on whether or not you should do it, and the best thing really is that you shouldn't. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the same halacha applies that people were drinking together, and they said havlan unavarech. There also it's considered a hefsik, and it's also lechatchila to go ahead and continue eating. Then, now what happens if someone said havlan unavarech? So he makes a bracha and starts eating again. Now he gets thirsty. So the halacha is he doesn't have to make a bracha on the drinking. That's still called machmas asuda. Further, va'achila. What happens if you said havlan unavarech and now you want to continue eating? Dina kishtiyah la'arash. The rush holds it's the same as shtiyah. If you didn't have kavana, the halacha is that it is a hefsik. Avlo rabbi yonis nvaran achila shani sha'af alpi shesilik yodav melechol. Even though we said havlon unavarech, it is not considered a complete siluk, and we say that he wasn't a siach das, and he still should not make another bracha. Now this is a machlokas rishonim between the Rosh and Rabbi Yonah. The mechaber is not machriya, so the halacha is lechatchila you shouldn't put yourself in this matzah, but safek brachas lahakol. With regard to siluk hashulchan, according to the Rush, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not mafurish anywhere that siluk hashulchan requires another bracha, and the halacha one should be machmir.